Fort Washakie, around 1990, and a few young kids had committed suicide here. No one knew why until one kid decided not to go through with the act and told us about this strange figure. What he said was this clown had apparently been talking to him and told him that on the other side of death, it's beautiful. This clown had been the one talking to the kids in the area, telling them to kill themselves. The parents asked him about the figure. "Is he like a circus clown?" they asked. The kid said no. "He's just a man with long hair and dark glasses." Another kid said he'd seen the clown turn into a deer. Word spread, and all of the parents were telling their kids not to talk to strangers in the area. No one really knew exactly what this supposed clown man was, until one evening, at the tribal housing called Charlietown, an old man heard some kids yelling something about a clown. The old man asked the kids what they were talking about. The kid said that the clown man was out in the field, trying to talk some other youngsters into killing themselves. The old guy said he grabbed his eagle feather and walked out to the spot. And there he was, the alleged clown man. He said this man had on nice clothes and had long, straight, dark hair and wore dark glasses just like that kid had said. When this clown man saw the old fella, he turned and ran down into a ditch. But all the old man saw jump back out was a deer that kept running away. As a half Navajo and Hopi, I've had my share of experiences on and off the Navajo and Hopi reservation. I hope that I won't get any ridicule from other Native Americans for posting these stories. One experience that I'd like to share happened when I was 14 years old. I'm now 29, so you can do the math. This is an experience that I've only shared with a small number of people, and that I'm now writing down for the very first time. My brother, who's now a hardened soldier, is still scared about what happened to us this particular evening. Anyway, on with the story. As a teenager, I'd visit my grandma at her home on the Navajo Rez for several weeks every summer. I loved to spend time with her, eat her delicious fried bread, and hear all of her stories. Every so often, my grandma would hire a worker to do odd jobs around her house and property. It was usually the harmless town drunk that she'd hire. One evening, right before the sun went down, I was asked by my grandma to take him home, which was about 4 miles out of the valley. Seeing that I was only 14 years old and being asked to drive a truck, I was more than happy to. Mind you, that on the Rez, nobody really cares that you're only 14 years old and driving around. Hell, there's hardly anybody out there to see you anyway. My 9-year-old brother jumped in the truck cab with me, while this worker and my dog shared the tailgate of the truck. After I dropped the worker off at the shack that he and his brother called a house, we headed back down the road to Grandma's. As I mentioned before, it was evening, and the sky was a deep red as the sun began to set behind us. We were leaving a nice dust trail from the dirt road, and the radio was playing music from the only station that could be picked up from the nearest town of Holbrook, Arizona. There was nothing unusual, nothing weird. It was at this time that my eye caught movement of something in the bushes a little up the road to the right of us. I remember slowing down, thinking that it was one of the many free-roaming sheep in the area that would dart out in front of the truck. As I passed where I thought I saw it, I sped up, thinking nothing else of it. Then, out of nowhere, I just felt this dark feeling of fear and dread. I had no idea why I was feeling this way, but I definitely felt that something was wrong. As I play this memory back in my mind, there are only a few clear memories that I have of that evening. I clearly remember looking in my rearview mirror and seeing the dark silhouette of something very tall and very skinny that seemed to be covered with some kind of hair or fur running behind the truck after us. Whatever it was, it wasn't a normal human or even human at all. I remember hearing my brother crying and my dog barking ferociously at whatever was chasing us. I remember speeding very fast and shaking violently as the truck bounced on the washboard dirt road. I distinctly remember that this thing was getting closer as my brother cried, "It's coming up on your side." I remember being scared as hell and thinking that I didn't want to die. At the moment that I thought would be our last, I remember speeding around a bend in the road and seeing a car coming towards us in the opposite direction. At that moment, I felt instant relief and thought that whatever was following us was gone. Shaken up but still alive, we made it to my grandma's house, wondering what the hell had just happened. We ran inside, not looking back, hoping that whatever was chasing us hadn't followed us home. Yes, we told my grandma about our experience. She didn't seem too surprised, which in turn surprised us. She continued by repeating stories that we had already heard at one point or another, talking about black magic, witches, and something that the Navajos call Yi Nadlushi, skinwalkers. Without going too deep into explanation, I'll just say that these skinwalkers are evil men and spirits that use black magic for evil doing. One can only become a skinwalker by killing a close friend or a relative, and us Navajo don't like to talk about them because it's believed that once you acknowledge them, they'll find you. I tell you that as far-fetched as it sounds, they are real. I believe that if God and his greatness are real, the devil is equally as real, and also has his way of showing himself. Needless to say, I didn't even want to look out of any of the windows for the rest of that night. As a matter of fact, I never drove on the reservation at night again until I was 21 years old. This may not sound particularly scary to some, but what happened that evening really did happen, and scared the living crap out of me. I invite anybody to visit this part of Arizona if you have any doubts or want a huge scare. I promise you that you won't be disappointed. This is my parents' story, and it took place in Colorado many years ago, back before I was even born. They're both natives, and have always been a very superstitious pair. That might just have saved their lives that night. They were traveling along Million Dollar Highway, through Red Mountain Pass after a long road trip. It was around 2 or 3 a.m., and my dad was behind the wheel, while my mum slept in the passenger seat. They both knew the road well, and Dad was driving cautiously. The road is notoriously dangerous for its lack of guardrails and sheer steep drops over the edge. At one point, Dad nudges my mum awake. There's something not quite right about the road up ahead. After letting her eyes adjust for a moment, she too could see that the road ahead was different than usual. After having driven that road so many times, they both knew that the sharp left curve they were fast approaching was going the opposite way it should have been. This part of the road was meant to curve right around the mountain. Always had, always would. Even the sign they just passed said so. Neither of them knew what to say as they approached the bend in the road. They both rubbed their eyes, but they're not seeing things. The road really is turning left, not right. But that was impossible. The silence was killing them, and as they reached the point of no return, Mum screamed to turn right instead. She needn't have bothered, as Dad was already spinning the wheel in that direction, knowing that was how the road was supposed to go. As he turned, the actual road seemed to appear before them, just how it had always been. The road that turned left was now just gone, as if it had never been there to begin with, and all that was left in its place was a sheer drop. Had they followed the illusionary road they both saw, they would have plunged over the side of the mountain. Dad maintains that this was some sort of trickster, trying to force them off the side of the cliff, and into an early grave.